Okay, folks. We might get started, please, folks. We're expecting around 97. I'm not very good at guessing the number of crowds, but we've probably got somewhere near that. I just wanted to check how many in the room went to venues yesterday thinking they were coming to business and politics, or did everybody get the message that we're meeting today as the first time this week? There was no issues? Okay, that's marvellous. We get an indication that our communications is working. Then most of you have probably seen this website, bps.ucnis.net. That's the central place for all the information relating to this course or unit. There's a sheet of paper going around. Just the usual thing, put your name and signature to that, and we get an idea of who came and stuff. My name's Lee Blackall. You probably all know Keith Lyons. He and I are both co-teaching this unit. You might be familiar with that as lecturer and tutor, but we're just co-teaching. Today, we're just going to introduce you to the unit, make sure we're all clear about timings, assignments, expectations, and then Keith's going to set the scene for what's to come. This is what we call a level 3 unit. Usually that's given to third year students, and therefore the level that we're pitching this course is as though you were going out into the professional world next year, I suppose. So that's in part why we've chosen to set up a website for the unit and to run the unit as though it was a professional conference. So for the next 13 weeks or more or less, we've scheduled a range of guest speakers, panel discussions, ourselves, to talk about topics and issues to do with the business and politics of sport. And you should think of those as though you were attending a series of presentations in a conference. The tutorials are literally tutorials where we assist you in progressing your assignments. As participants to this conference, your assignments are to write an essay or a paper for the conference journal and to give a presentation for the conference journal. And that presentation is an online presentation. Going from the website for the course, jot down, if you've got pen and paper ready, jot down that address just so you remember it. Also wanted to find out how many people in the room have or can get access to a laptop computer. Just a quick show of hands, a bit higher so I can see. Okay, that looks like more or less everyone. We have a small stash of laptop computers that we can give on loan to people who can't access them. What I ask is that I want to very much encourage you to bring your laptop computers to these lectures and to tutorials, particularly in tutorials, because we'll be progressing assignments in those tutorials, and I don't know about you, but writing down notes and then retyping them is a bit of a double handling. So if you bring your laptop, you'll be able to find a reading, copy paste and paraphrase, etc., and we'll help you do that. I'll say again, if you can't get access to a laptop computer, come and see us soon. So we can organise one on loan for you. It's particularly important because our plans for the exam is for it to be an open book exam with your laptop or other sort of device at the ready to help you answer or respond to the questions. For those who have come in late, well, there is a piece of paper going around for you to put your name and signature to. All right. Central to all units is a unit outline. There's a screen grab of the unit outline that we have. But probably the most important things on that unit outline are the objectives of the unit, so you're clear about why you're here and what we hope you achieve by the end of it, and the assignments being the things that we set you as tasks to prove to us that you have met the objectives. Objective 1 of 4. Explain the major catalysts responsible for the commodification of Australian sport. Commodification, a type of commercialisation, or breaking it up into small parts and selling it off. and the catalyst. What are the things that drive that? What are the events that made that happen? And things like that. So by the end of this course or unit, you should be able to more or less explain the major catalysts responsible for the commodification of sport. Be able to communicate the similarities and differences between the commercialization of Australian sport and international sport. So the spectrum is wide, from your local soccer club, under fives, right through to international Olympic style sports. It's not, you might have noticed in the unit description that it's not only about elite sport, it's about sport and physical activity. So if you have an interest in skiing, surfing, mountain biking, individual sports, or through to elite sports or performance sports, the spectrum is open to you. Be aware of the variety of ways in which sport and politics intersect. This is actually a focus for Keith and I in this unit, is we want to try and treat the questions and issues around the business and politics of sport in a holistic way. How does business and politics and sport and physical activity intersect to create the environment we have today? And probably the biggest emphasis is this last one. You will have become equipped to contribute to public debates about the politics of sport in modern societies. Hence, we're running this unit as though it was a professional conference. Your essays will be published, your presentations will be published. PS objectives, the generic skills, communication, information literacy, and problem solving. Information literacy in modern societies involves a laptop connected to a wireless internet and able to source information, as well as the other things that you may be already familiar with. All right, the assignments. You have an essay, approximately 2,000 words, which is a paper for the Journal of Sport and Exercise Studies. That is a journal that's only just starting up. You're the first to contribute to that journal. Your presentation will be a digital online presentation. In the previous running of this unit, tutorial time was taken up 100% back-to-back 15-minute presentations from each of you. We'd rather use the tutorial time to help you prepare for assignments, interpret readings, and prepare for lecture times, so your presentation is online. And an exam, which I'm sure you're all familiar with exam, but this is an open book exam, meaning you're welcome to bring books, computers connected to the internet to help you answer the 10 questions, or as many of the 10 questions as you can get through in the time available. All right, I've already mentioned the website, bps.ucnis.net. The navigation is across the top, the major navigation anyway. The blog, I'm sure you're familiar with what a blog is, the news announcements, handouts for the course. The about page is static, it's set. There's the about, I've already described that it's a conference that we're running, and your assignments are feeding into that idea of a conference. Keith and I are in the process of confirming a schedule of lectures, presentations would be in the conference. That's the schedule as it stands at the moment. Keith and I are giving orientation to this unit today. Next week we have Stephen Hodge, who's doing fabulous work around cycling in Australia and can talk quite extensively about the intersections of politics and commercialisation or business in that field. Then Keith will be talking about the greater than the sum of all parts, but I'll let Keith describe that in more detail. Keith has organised Greg Doyle, CEO of Canoeing Australia, to talk to us about the politics and the commercial issues around that particular niche but national sport. Wayfinding is also a niche but national sport, that's Orienteering Australia. Our very own Ben Rattray, an athlete in Orienteering Australia, has helped us convene a panel of the president, the CEO, president and the CEO of Orienteering Australia, but also a former employee of a major corporation who helped organise events around Orienteering Australia. So that will be a panel discussion about the things that are affecting them. The potential for growth we're still confirming. We hope to get a major retail outlet to talk about how they perceive their relationship to sport. individuals and sport, that's me having a crack at talking about the things that I'm interested in, which is individual pursuits like skiing, like surfing, and how that relates to more mainstream, I suppose, sports of teams and performance sport and competitive sport. You know about the break we have in the semester, sport as a political vehicle, that's Keith's specialty. Uniting and dividing communities, we hope to confirm someone to talk about the use of sport, particularly in assisting migrants and refugees to countries or in the place of turmoil. The value proposition of sport, we're thinking, is a group activity. By the time you guys have sat through these lectures, participated in discussion tutorials, we might be able to come together as a group and have a quite in-depth conversation about what the value proposition of sport is today and what it might be tomorrow. And then we'll review the unit, and the exam will be in the lecture room in this lecture time. The schedule is on the website. It is a Google Calendar embedded to the website, and you'll see an arrow in the top right corner, which gives you, apart from these options, the ability, if you use these sorts of calendars, to import it to your calendar, and things like your mobile can beep and remind you where you're meant to be, etc. Okay, now the big issue that you may have seen in the discussion forum on Moodle, just before I talk about that, there's a sub-menu down the right-hand side, which is one to the Facebook group, just for your convenience if you frequent that space. All it will do is repeat the announcements made on this blog automatically. And then this sub-menu here, the unit outline, the Moodle instance, which you may have noticed is just a dramatically stripped down space. It's all it has is a forum and a link to this website and a link to the unit outline. The wiki, you don't really need to look at the wiki. It is a background document that is the source material that Keith and I and others work on to develop this course. So it's beyond the scope of just this instance. Over the years, we keep developing that wiki. So if you're interested in the background information or the readings to come or the planning and stuff, you could have a look at the wiki if you want, but it's not critical. And then UCNIS is just National Institute of Sports Studies website. Okay, where was I? The tutorial times. This is our problem that we need to sort out today. I think Kate was the last person to post to the forum on Moodle, explaining her confusion about what we say on the unit outline and the website and what is given to you automatically through a timetable that I think you access through my UC. Basically, what we're trying to achieve is more flexibility in the tutorial time. So you've been allocated the time and the machine, and we don't know if that conflicts with your work outside, family time, or whatever you're interested in. So we're trying to make it so that you are free to drop into other tutorial times. Our experience, and I'm maybe a show of hands or nod of heads could show, do you, when you go to tutorials, do you see full attendance at those tutorials? We're sort of hedging a bet that we won't see full attendance at those tutorials, therefore there's room. Show of hands if you agree to that, if you think that is the case going on. About 2/3. Okay. It's a risk I think we can take then, because what we've done is the Wednesday tutorials are particularly focused on progressing your assignments. That's help with, the detail of the assignment will come out next week, but in particular, you're eventually writing your essay or publishing your essay through a wiki. And naturally, if you've never used a wiki before, you'll need some technical assistance in writing a wiki, but also you'll need some fundamental assistance, I'm sure, in how to compose an essay ready for a journal. So the Wednesday tutorial times are focused on assignment progression. The Thursday tutorial times, which lead into this lecture period, are discussion about the readings and debriefing about last week's lecture. So that's a pretty traditional tutorial time, discussion and readings and preparation. Is there any issues or confusion remaining about that?
What happens if you can't make a Wednesday
No, I don't think so. I think the Thursday tutorials can be used to progress your assignments as well. Also, the Academic Skills Centre is prepared to offer one-to-one tutorial for these assignments. We've met with them already, and they're prepared to take someone, or more than one. So there are other avenues open to you. Also, any instruction that we give in the Wednesday tutorials will be available on the blog. So technical instruction, like how to create an account on Wikiversity, for example, would be a screen recording that you can watch. Is there any other questions or confusion remaining on the tutorial times? Okay, so the forum is there for each of us to ask questions and each of us to answer. Hopefully I won't be the only one answering questions for the remainder of the semester. So if any extra points to anyone who jumps in and answers something before I do or Keith does. I think that's about it for next week. Bring in 3 printed copies of your first attempt at 250-word outline for an essay. It doesn't have to be the essay that you're going to finish with, but it's your first conception of an essay that you're going to write. So, I'm interested in skiing at the moment. I'm going to write about the business and the politics of skiing in Australia and internationally. So I'm going to attempt to condense what I know already about that into 250 words as though it was an outline for an essay to come. And fail-safe way is that in that 250 words, it might consist of 3 or 4 sentences, long ones, that says what the issue is and why I think it's important, what I'm going to say about the issue in brief, what I'm going to use to expand, or what I'm saying about the issue, and then the final sentence is what I said. So tell them what you're going to tell them, and then tell them what you told them. It's a simple fail-safe rule. And that would be the standard format for your essay. Those who are more creative in writing can obviously go further than that. Okay. Hopefully that's not opened up too many questions, concerns, or complaints. So far, so good. Over to Keith, I think. He's going to set the scene for what's to come over the next 13 weeks. I think the arrow keys will go back and forth. Yep. You got your recorder? Yep. Okay.